This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
What is going on, beautiful people? Welcome to another episode of The Narcissist Code. I'm your favorite self-aware narcissist, Mr. Lee Hammack, better known as Mental Illness across all social media platforms. This is your first time seeing my face or hearing my voice. I'm a diagnosed narcissist. I use my platform on social media to raise awareness for NPD, get more people into therapy, and also validate the victims, survivors, and the thrivers of said disorder, said toxic traits, said toxic people, and whatnot. Today's episode is going to be about why do narcissists keep up with their exes, keep in contact, stay in contact with their exes. Woof. That's a new one right there, isn't it, y'all? That's one of the ones that a lot of people, I get this question a lot, y'all. And y'all say, if y'all don't notice, I get most of the questions I answer, I do get them from the comment section. I just see a question, I'm like, oh, all right, I can do a video on that. Or somebody will message me a quick question that I can answer in totality. Like this one right here. Why do narcissists keep up with their exes? Simple. One reason why they keep up with exes, right? A few different reasons, y'all. One reason why narcissist people keep up with their exes is ownership. I say this all the time. Y'all hear me say it all the time. A lot of narcissists think that you belong to them. Let's just keep it hot. A lot of narcissistic people, toxic people, absolutely think that you belong to them. So they can move on, do what they want to do, but they will keep tabs with you. They will keep up. They will try to keep you in their life. Not every breakup with a narcissist is horrible, but sometimes it is horrible, but they'll try to come back into your life later on under the guise of being a friend. Let's be friends. You know, we can be everybody. We don't have to be enemies. Let's be friends. Please, can we please be friends? Whatever you mean. They'll want to be your friend to stay in your life in some way, shape or form, because they think you belong to them. They like to keep tabs on you and things like that. They like to watch you. And they also, they like for you to watch them. If it did end badly sometimes, they want you to watch them treat their next person better than they treated you. They want you to feel a certain type of way. They want you to feel, it sounds like it can be a little sadistic. I think, because I think it can. They get pleasure from, hopefully, you feeling a certain type of way. The thought of you feeling a certain type of way does give some narcissistic people pleasure. It just does. They feel good about treating somebody else better than they treated you, and they want you to see it. You know, that's one reason. Reason number one is they think they own you. You know what I mean? Another reason is backup. You get to be the backup supply. You know what I mean? You get to be the backup supply. How does that sound right there? How does that sound to be the backup supply for a toxic, manipulative, narcissistic person? How does that sound? Like like I said, they keep up with their exes because they need backup plans. You know, just in case this relationship dynamic, however it started, like they could have left you for someone else, but they keep you on as a backup. They'll leave you for the person they cheated on you with, and cheat on the person that they cheated on you with you. And y'all allow it to happen. Like I said, what you allow is what will continue. Why do they keep sleeping with me when they moved on? They moved on with the person they cheated with. Why are you sleeping with them? Or is it a one-sided thing? You see what I'm saying? Why do they keep doing this? What you allow, y'all, is what will continue. I know sometimes it's hard to cut this dynamic off because there's kids and things involved like that. But I'm just telling you, what you allow in this dynamic is what will continue. You know what I mean? They want to keep their exes around because, you know, for backup supply. If we don't work out, I need somewhere to go. And this is always telling you, narcissists, I'm not saying that they're looking for a way out. They just, sometimes they have to have a way out. It's like they have to have them, like their exes sometimes are the emergency exit to the relationship. You know what I mean? There's the escape hatch, the ladder on the side of the building or whatever. What do you call that? Fire escape. Anyway.
This episode is brought to you by Liquid IV. When you hydrate with Liquid IV, you're powered by HydraScience. HydraScience is Liquid IV's science-backed formula with an optimized ratio of electrolytes, vitamins, and nutrients. Experience great-tasting hydration for mental clarity, physical endurance, and overall well-being. Sip into something that up-levels every moment. Liquid IV. Tear. Pour. Live more. Visit us at liquidiv.com.
That's what it is. They have the backup, the X's, or the fire escape, the backup supply, the emergency exit for their new relationship. Sometimes they want to get out of the relationship, so they just have, you know, just in case this relationship goes to hell. You know what I mean? Backup. I do that right there. Another reason, y'all, is because one, you, or this is not me. Okay, I'm going to say this. Let me see how to say this with some tact. Nobody, here's how I say it. Another reason, y'all, no one single person is good enough for a narcissist. Is enough for a narcissist. I'm not saying good enough. You are good enough. You know what I'm saying? You are good enough for maybe somebody else. You are enough. You in your own totality by yourself may be good enough for one other person, but not for this narcissistic person. Nobody, just to me, there's nobody that, there's no one person that's enough for a narcissist. I know I hear people talking about grade A supply and all this other stuff. They stay in contact with their exes because sometimes they need that validation. They need that supply. And sometimes the exes are a form of supply. Like, I reach out to the exes for validation and things like that. You know what I mean? I reach out to the exes for validation and get supply from there. Like, hey, how do I look? Oh, you look fly. I remember they didn't like the suit you wore when we went to the beach and we clapped cheeks on the beach. You remember that? Yeah. Okay, cool. Things like that. You know what I mean? Things like that. Another, because just one person is not enough for a narcissist. That's not me being chastising you. It's not a reflection on you. I'm telling you, it's in the mind. It's in our minds that somehow you just can't be enough. There's something that you're not doing. There's a lack somewhere. They'll find it, y'all. It's just not. It has nothing to do with you. I promise you. It's not a reflection on you. It's a reflection on the insecurities that a narcissistic person have of our own self-worth and self-value. Because sometimes we don't feel like we're enough for anybody. You see what I'm saying? It's all cyclical. It's all in the mind, y'all. But also, y'all. Another reason why narcissistic people stay in contact with their exes. Another reason is to triangulate them against you. It's to make you jealous. It's to make you work harder for their attention, for their affection, and things like that. Sometimes they use their exes to get you. Not all narcissists bash their exes. I tell this to people all the time when I'm doing my Zoom calls, my one-on-ones and things like that. Not all narcissists bash their exes. They just don't. They don't, y'all. Some of them will talk. Some of them will leave their exes 5-star reviews. Give their exes 5-star reviews in front of you to make it seem like you have to work harder too. Because this ex right here, they were so great to me. They were so amazing to me. We just broke up because we just lived in separate parts of the city, or we worked two different schedules, or we didn't live in different countries, or not something like that right now. They were a great person. So now that triangulates them against you. That's kind of like them using them as leverage to get you to do what they want you to do. Just so you know, my ex is on the back burner and they were great for me. So I would rather be with them anyway. So you need to work harder to keep my attention. They will use their exes, whatever their ex is doing, or whatever they say their exes have done in the past for them, to make you work harder. Like you're actually competing against yourself. You're not even competing against the ex. You're competing against yourself because they want you to change who you are to be more like the ex. Sometimes they'll say it to you, y'all. They'll say it in subtle ways. Like I said, they don't always have to bash their exes. You know. They don't always have to bash their exes. Sometimes they'll talk good about them to make you jealous, to make you work harder to keep them around and to keep them in your life. That's how it goes, though, y'all. But anyway, y'all, thank y'all for tuning in to another episode. Like and subscribe for more. And, you know, as always, mental illness is out. Peace.